Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. This is Richard Rossi Live. Today we have Susie Singer Carter on, and I'm very excited about this film that Susie is making along with her producing partner, Don Preece. My Mom and the Girl is starring Valerie Harper. We all love Valerie Harper. We've all been praying for Valerie Harper, who had some physical challenges. And this film is about fighting a physical challenge of Alzheimer's, a very personal film to Susie. And we want to encourage all of you to support this film. Just go to Indiegogo.com and search the title, My Mom and the Girl. You'll see a picture come up with Valerie Harper over a city landscape. That'll let you know it's the right one. But I know many of you that listen, and I know firsthand some of the fans of this show have parents that have been fighting Alzheimer's. So don't go anywhere. We'll be back with Susie, and this will be a very interesting half hour, and we'll be back with her in about 20 seconds. So don't go anywhere, and if you know any other people facing Alzheimer's, make sure to tell them to tune in here at this link. And if they miss it, this same link will be good in perpetuity to hear the replay. So we'll be right back with Susie Singer Carter. Welcome back to Richard Rossi Live, and welcome, Susie. How are you?
I'm great. How are you, Richard?
I'm doing really, really great, and I'm so happy to see you make this film because you have such a personal story behind it. Your wonderful mother, who I love her singing, by the way. I love the standards. My dad was a jazz guitarist. I grew up with him in the clubs playing these standards. Your mom was a great singer. So you, like me, grew up with musician parents, didn't you?
I did. And aren't we lucky?
Yeah, we sure are. You get the music by osmosis when you have a mother like yours, huh?
Oh, my God, yeah. And my dad, too. My dad was a trumpet player, and that's how they met. But then he became a renowned engineer and innovator of sound recording equipment. So I was sort of just immersed. I thought everybody was in the recording industry. But, you know, we weren't stars. We were in the background. But, you know, music was our base, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It really was, so.
Wow, well, your mother just feels those songs, you know, Our Love is Here to Stay and the different ones. And by the way, you can hear Susie's mom sing on the Indiegogo site. Just go to Indiegogo.com and search My Mom and the Girl. If that's the best place to find your campaign, would be Indiegogo, right? Or how do you direct people to find it?
I do. I go to Indiegogo. Or we're also on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And I've also got another page up with that's for my mom that you can go from the Facebook page, which is also My Mom and the Girl, where I've uploaded all of her songs. They're all from Capitol Records circa 1961 when she was, they wanted to sign her and she was like about, you know, she was about to go on tour and decided it was not for her, which was, you know, bittersweet. But nevertheless, we have all the recordings and it's a really special time. So go there and listen to them. I think you'll love them. I think she's got amazing pipes. I have to agree with you, Richard.
Well, now she is 82. And how did you find out your mother, Norma Holzer, was diagnosed with Alzheimer's? How did you become aware? Were there little signs that she was slipping on remembering things? Or how did the dots connect that there was an issue?
It's interesting because one of the reasons why I'm making this film, because I never thought I would make a short film, but because they're always such a labor of love, I know that. And this definitely is, it falls into that category. But a lot of people, when they start seeing the signs, most people are afraid. The word Alzheimer's is so scary to everybody, you know, and rightly so. And I was noticing it with my mom because I'm very close to her. So, you know, maybe I was noticing it more because I am so close to her, But honestly, the family, everyone around her didn't pick up the signs. And if I brought it up, they would say, oh, you're being, you know, crazy. She's fine. Everybody forgets, blah, blah, blah. And I just kept thinking something's off. I could feel it. And, you know, I just suffice it to say it happened on a Valentine's Day when she re-gifted a gift that we gave her to one of my daughters. And I said, Mommy, I gave you that for Christmas. And she said, no, you didn't. And my heart fell in my stomach. Mm. And then I took her for a test, and sure enough. So, but it's interesting because, you know, one of the emotions that Alzheimer's brings up for all of the people surrounding the person that has it is fear. And that fear initiates a kind of compartmentalization of this member of the family, and it separates and it isolates, and that's the one of the worst effects of this, notwithstanding the physical effects that the patient has, but couple it with being abandoned pretty much and not pointing the finger, but it's because of this tremendous fear that's brought up and initiated from this disease. So it's my motivation is to sort of show a different side of the disease that isn't so scary, that is actually empowering and a gift and just a new normal that is very rewarding, and that's what I want to share with everyone, so that we can all be a part of this fight and not be afraid of it. You know, stand up to it.
Well, it's so empowering, and this story I was reading, it's based on an encounter your mother had one night, and I guess she meets a few other women, and you know, perfect love casts out fear. Your love for your mom, your love for filmmaking, and you've written and done many other projects in TV and film. So tell us about this story. I know you probably don't want to give too many spoilers, but you do share a little bit about your mom having this odd encounter.
Yeah, I mean, the interesting thing is that my mom is such a character anyway, and one of the things I've learned in my daughters and my friends that have, you know, remained close with my mom throughout this whole journey is that, you know, at the end of the day, my mom is my mom, and she's always been the most, you know, open, loving human being I've ever met, even with her disease. So, you know, this disease has a common manifestation that, you know, when you're in the middle part of this disease and you're sort of, I call it straddling the fence, as it were, you still function somewhat as you know, a normal, I have air quotes, person in society, but, you know, hang around for about 10 more minutes and you'll find out that something's wrong with this person, right? But so they're straddling the fence between their old life and what's to come. And it's very frustrating. And all these neurons and synapses are going crazy because the brain is trying to adjust to whatever's going on to it. And they react very characteristically with agitation that you've never seen before. Very, you know, a personality that it's like suddenly they're bipolar. And it's frightening if you're not aware of it, because you don't know where it's coming from. You feel like this isn't the person you know. Why are they so mean? Why are they so angry? But it all has to do with the disease. You know, another reason why I want to make this movie, to show that those little moments are very fleeting. And like my mom always said, this too shall pass. So back to the story is that my mother lived with me for a year after my stepdad died, and which I say is the greatest and worst year of my life. but the greatest, actually. We had a caretaker who was God's gift to this world, named Rolanda Lopez, who was actually my daughter's nanny and became everybody's whatever. If they needed a nanny, it was Rolanda. If you need a housekeeper, it was Rolanda. And Rolanda is really a saint. I don't know where she came. I don't know how she came into our lives, but she's sturdy. Her character is amazing. She's very sturdy, and she could deal with my mom, who has an amazing sense of humor, even with her Alzheimer's. And then she could also deal with that agitation, which is very difficult for a lot of caregivers, because it feels personal, but it's not. And Rolanda could ride them like no other, like a surfer, you know. And so one evening she decided to take my mom for the evening, overnight, so that I could have a Saturday night alone, just to have a break, because when you have Alzheimer's, literally she would be coming in my room about 2-3 times a night, and it gets daunting after a while. So I won't tell you the whole story, but she ended up going to East LA, sleeping over at Orlando's, but getting agitated at some point in the evening and deciding she needed to go home. And she was very disoriented and ends up, you know, in the bowels of East LA, which is not a nice place to be at 10:30 at night when you're walking around with your Dooney and Burke bag and Chico's and your real jewelry, and you're yelling, "I always support you. Get away from me. Who are you? I don't know who the hell you are." And God bless Rolanda in her robe and bathrobe and slippers, going down the street, following her very gently because she knows this will pass. And my mom, you know, continues to meet up with this 6 foot tall and 6 inch heels with legs to die for transgender female, and looks up at her. My mom is 5 feet tall. This is at the corner, street corner of Main and 95th. And my mom looks up at her.
This already is funny from a physical standpoint. Visually, it's already funny.
It's hilarious. And my mom says, "Hello, gorgeous." And she says, she looks down at this little minuscule thing and says, "What's your problem?" My mom, "My problem? That piece of shit back there. That is, I don't know who she is, and she won't stop following me." Anyway, the transgender woman begins to talk my mom down out of her tree and is very intuitive, looks at her Rolanda, realizes that this woman has an issue, talks her out of the tree, and then, you know, and assures her that this is her friend, and then proceeds to say, "You want to know what loneliness is? You're looking at it." And my mother gets out of her funk, turns into tough love mode. The transgender is crying at this point, and my mother says, "Now you stop that. Do you have a mirror? Have you looked in it? You are gorgeous inside and out, and you are not alone because I love you. And if nobody doesn't love you, it's because they're either jealous or stupid." And so the point is that she says, "I'm buying you a cup of coffee," and the two of them start to walk across the street arm in arm, and the transgender woman looks over at her and says, "What about your friend?" At this point, my mom's forgotten, of course, and turns around and says, "Oh, my God, Rolanda, get the hell out of the street. What are you doing? You're going to get hit by a car in your robe and slippers." She looks back at the transgender and goes, "I love her." And then she does the crazy sign with her tongue out. But she's, you know what I mean? So and the three of them, these three women from different walks of life, walk off together across the street. And for that moment, everything is awesome. And it's so on very many levels, it's a very powerful story.
And what a powerful cast, too. So Valerie Harper is going to play your mom?
Correct.
And Liz Torres is playing your mom's friend that was walking down the street on this adventure with her, the Rolanda,
the caregiver,
right?
The Rolanda, correct, yes.
And Harmony Santana is playing the girl, the transgendered girl you're talking about.
That is correct. And she's amazing.
Wow. What a cast.
It's a super cast. And I feel so blessed. And, you know, Liz Torres, I couldn't have a better heart. I mean, I had never met her. I was familiar with her work, and she and Valerie did a series in the 90s together. I mean, both of these women are you know, multi-Emmy award-winning actresses.
Yeah, and they have this connection with the whole lineage of the Mary Tyler Moore Show, I think, with Liz was on a show with the Phyllis character, Cloris Leachman, I think. And so there's this whole connection back to their prior work, isn't there?
There is. And when I met with Liz, she was so lovely, and she literally had a parallel relationship with Valerie, as does Orlando with my mom. There is this great love and respect, and they're both extremely funny, and there's this kind of repartee that goes on between the two of them, as it is with my mom and Orlando. And you know, it's just, it was beautiful. That's why I was saying it's just I feel like this project is a bit blessed just because of the people it's attracted, and I feel very fortunate.
Well, not to be too burdensome with high expectations, but Susie, I'm going to predict, I believe this film will win an Oscar for Best Short Film and bring so much attention to fight Alzheimer's. I think that God is going to do far beyond what even you ask or think with this film.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you, Richard. I'm from your mouth to God's ears. Thank you. I really appreciate that. I mean, and you know, and it's not for an ego thing at all, honest to God, because I'm not, that's just not who I am. I'm such a team player. Like, I just want to, whenever I work, I just want to have fun. For me, it's just always fun. I love telling stories. I love taking it from top to toe. But this one, I think if there's so many things that need to be said about this elder generation and you know, the fact that we're going to be looking at a generation or a population of senior citizens that's going to outnumber the non-senior citizens very shortly, and we're all headed there. It's really an important topic, and I hope, I just want a platform to start conversations that need to be started.
Well, I think this might be your producing partner, Don, calling in at 310-260.
That's it.
Hello, welcome. Is this Don?
Hi, Richard. Yeah, this is Don.
Well, you're on live with Susie and I, and this is fantastic. You and Susie are a dynamic duo. You know, tell me your take on all this, which we're very excited about. I just told Susie I think it's going to win an Oscar for Best Short and bring a lot of attention to fight Alzheimer's and go beyond what she even thinks. And
well,
I know that
I
know you've been like the major collaborator with Susie on this as well as many other things. Tell us your take on this whole project.
Well, first of all, I wanted to thank you for helping shine a light on this, you know, this our lovely little story, important story, I think. And I mean, Susie and I have been, you know, we're not only business partners, we're best friends. Her daughters are, you know, are like my nieces, and so it's very personal. And I've known Norma a long time, and she's an amazing woman still to this day. And you know, I think that there's so many, you know, there's been so many other projects about Alzheimer's, and you know, obviously that it is such a serious and difficult subject, and all of them, you know, pretty much are very, very bleak and serious and tough, and there's a place for that. But I think there's also a place, as Susie had said earlier, to shine a different type of light on it. And I think that this type of story can show that there is another side to it, that, you know, and done in, you know, in a, I don't want to say palatable way, but an entertaining, beautiful way. And that's what really drew, you know, we've known this story for so long, and we've had so many people say, you need to make it. And then, you know, Susie suddenly realized, yeah, I really do need to make it. And so it was a no-brainer for me to be a part of this. and you know, and it's, you know, we're just trying to get the word out, and like we always say, it does take a village, or as Susie says, a village of villages, and so we're at that point now where we're just trying to make it happen. So.
Well, you're well on the way, and those of you listening, please visit Indiegogo and just search out My Mom and the Girl. You'll see a photo come up of Valerie Harper, a really nice picture of Valerie Harper over a city landscape. And like Dawn was saying, this is taking on this big, big problem, but with humor. And, I mean, I'm already laughing as Susie was describing to me some of these scenes. And this has affected so many people. I have a friend of mine that was visiting with President Reagan in his last year once a week, and to see someone who was president of the United States and now is, you know, dealing with all this confusion and all these things. So this has touched everyone from the high to the low, and it's going to be very, very successful. And so you're in pre-production, Dawn and Susie, right? And so you've got a lot of the big pre-production things taken care of, though. You've got this great cast. What else are you focusing on right now? Getting the money in, of course, is the big one. And what else have you done? It looks like you already got a script. I saw some on the page you had a script. I don't know, maybe you're making some modifications on it, but it looks like you're pretty much getting close to ready to go once you got the money, right?
Oh, we are, yeah. The script is basically locked. We have storyboards. We have an amazing, amazing cinematographer. We have, her name is Nancy Schreiber. She's like one of the foremost female cinematographers. She's won just about every award and is on the Sundance board on Sundance. She's just been such a groundbreaker for women in the field, which I, of course, love.
And then that's another important thing, that this is, you know, this is a story not only about Alzheimer's, it's about caregivers, it's about gender diversity, it's about acceptance. And one of the things that we're hoping to do is most of our crew, we're going to try to crew up with mainly women, hopefully. because we really want this to be, you know, not only about Alzheimer's, but, you know, all-encompassing as far as just, diversity also. And
well,
we just want to
open the door for disenfranchised communities, or, you know, I'm a feminine feminist. I always say that because I'm all about being a girl, but I'm all about working hard. And if you deserve something, you should get it, gender or not. So, mm-hmm. you know, I open my arms to everybody, but I want also, I'm very involved with the diversity committees at the WGA, and I feel very sympathetic towards that. And, you know, it's interesting to find out that women are a diverse, we have the women's division, which is, we're part of the diversity group, which is kind of odd, because you think we're 50% or more of the population. But so be it, you know, so it's fine. But it was interesting because Peter Farrelly was, he's also very open to diversity and a supporter of our diverse communities. And 2 weeks ago, we had an event at the WGA with the diversity division, and Peter directed a select amount of 5-minute scenes from different kinds of projects from diverse writers, or performed and read by diverse actors. And Peter directed 5 minutes of our script, and it was phenomenal. It was just amazing, and it opened my eyes even to see the community handicapped and people that you would think are handicapped, but they're absolutely not, just because they're sitting in a chair, or they can't hear, or whatever the case may be. They're still in an amazing pool of talent, like more than I would ever know. So it was an incredible evening and celebratory for sure.
Well, that's great to have him do almost like a first draft of a few minutes of the script, because of the humor that's in your story, and he's obviously a great comedy director, and also he has a heart for this. I think in his past films he's had, there's a friend he grew up with in school that was disabled, and he would, you know, give this guy a, you know, small part in some of his past films and things. So that's like a great, great, you know, tryout on the script to have someone do that of his caliber. That's wonderful.
Oh,
it was amazing to hear it. Yeah, to hear it up, hear the words coming out of other people's mouths other than ours.
It was so lovely because we were validated just by the response in the audience. There was a lot of laughter and a lot of oh, which was exactly what I wanted.
Well, that's so great to hear an audience react, because a lot of times you have to wait to the first screening or a rough cut screening or something. You know, how is the audience going to react? You got to kind of hear those reactions already.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It was so awesome. And also, you know, I'm such a fan of Peter. He's hands down one of the nicest, besides being incredibly talented, one of the most generous collaborators I think I've worked with. And just, you know, just so lovely. And he, you know, here he is, like you said, he's such a pillar in our industry in terms of comedy. And, you know, he was directed one part, and then he turned to me and goes, "That's good, right? Is that right? That sounds good, right?"
Wow, well, there's just such a blessing on this all the way around. I can't believe how quickly this has gone. We have a few minutes left. Would you, you know, both you, Dawn, and Susie, maybe just, you know, your final word on the project and, you know, invite people to participate and whatever you want to kind of say in passing to everybody.
Sure, Susie, I'll go first, and then you can wrap it up because you're a good rapper. I just think that, you know, this is it's a worthwhile project that we can only get done with the help of others at this point. We're going to do it come hell or high water, though, but we do need support, and anything that anyone can do, even if you can't give anything, if you can just share our link with others, that's also important. We are just looking, for that village, and we can't wait till the screening, and Richard, you're invited. So,
oh, I can't wait to come.
Oh, Richard, I just want to, first of all, thank you so much for giving us this platform. Really, that's what it's all about, is just having a platform that I can, you know, disseminate information that I think is so important. And it's about love, and it's about joy, and it's about taking, you know, saying goodbye to fear, and, you know, and just having some clarity on what's going on really around Alzheimer's and caregiving and you know, any other marginalized community that we have. And, you know, I want to, you know, all my projects, I try to look at the positive and see how I can bring that to light. So that's what this is about. You know, we have enough of the negative. Let's bring out the positive. Positive brings positive. So that's what we need. And that's what this project is about. So I really thank all of your listeners for, you know, listening to us chit-chat here. And you know, if any support is a blessing for us. And you know, everybody is a part of our village. Come and play with us. Come see the you know, you're invited to the screening. We'll do shout outs for you. You'll get autographed pictures and scripts, whatever
lots
you want.
Lots of fun perks. Yeah, there's lots of fun perks available.
Yeah. If we don't have it and there's something you want, ask for it. We're really amenable. We're easy.
We're easy.
Not that easy.
Well, it's going to be a big success, and thank you so much for coming on today, and we'll be continuing to spread the word, and blessings to both of you, Susie, Dawn, and your families.
Thank you so much. Really
and,
appreciate
no,
it.
And by the way, my mom would say that you're an amazing person. She would be so honored, so thank you.
You're a mensch.
I appreciate it. There's no better compliment than to be a mensch, so I'm very grateful. And I'm grateful to all you for listening. Thank you for tuning in today. And visit Indiegogo.com and just search My Mom and the Girl. And we have just about 10 seconds left, so keep this project in your thoughts and prayers and sending good vibes to these two wonderful producers. And thank you for listening in today to Richard Rossi Live. And go get them, Susie and Don, and thank you, everybody.